Now, the government has to strike this right balance, Minister Michael McGrath said last night. And while NPHET are the public health experts, the government has the right and the duty to take into account all the factors at play when it makes its decisions. Back last October, NPHET recommended a six-week lockdown to bring COVID case numbers to between 50 and 100 a day ahead of Christmas. Those rates have not happened. We are still at six times those figures. Yesterday, 335 new cases and three further deaths. World Health Organization Executive Director Dr. Michael Ryan, speaking yesterday after receiving this year's Human Rights Award from the Bar of Ireland, he was asked what he thought about governments relaxing restrictions at a time when transmission of the virus is higher than most governments would like.
These are a series of trade-offs and genuine dilemmas. And I think there's a genuine desire to offer people the hope of a celebration at Christmas and ensure that people have the opportunity to celebrate that to the extent possible with family, instead of dealing with large gatherings and taking the risk out of the large gatherings, which is on the face of it more straightforward. How do we take the risk out of the small gatherings? And that comes down to very clear advice from the government on how that can be done. And then a very calibrated set of measures that society can agree on, because this is a contract. This has to be agreed between society and government. I don't envy the government in Ireland their decision. I don't envy the Irish people the effort that it's taken twice to crush the curve on this. And I say the people of Ireland have crushed this curve with the support of government and others. People and the scientists and the government deserve some credit for that. And I do think, though, the dialogue around what happens for Christmas, I won't comment on it because I am not fully briefed on the situation and the dilemmas that exist. But I will say there are no easy answers for that.
No easy answers. Dr. Mike Ryan, the World Health Organization's Executive Director. Let's talk some more now with our science correspondent, George Lee. And George, as we heard from Micheál Lehane a short time ago, the government is rejecting the NPHET advice in some respects. But what is that advice and what is the evidence underpinning the advice they're giving?
Well, now, you know, Mary, nobody has seen this letter, regardless of the speculation that NPHET has written, so nobody knows the specific advice. But on the basis of the information that is there and the data which NPHET must be looking at, they must be particularly worried about the potential for this to result in an increase in the number of cases. We know that there's, and they have shown this again and again, and particularly quite visually in a recent graphic presentation, that when you get an increase in the number of people that people meet, the number of close contacts, you get a significant increase following that 10 days later in terms of the case load. And as you said, the number of cases that we have is multiples of where we thought it would be. The letter which we know for sure that NPHET wrote, which tells us about where we are, is the letter from the 15th of October, where they explained to the government what would happen if you had an R, which is the reproduction number for the virus, of 0.5 for 3 weeks from where we were then. What they were saying was it wasn't enough, because what they said, if you had it for 3 weeks, you'd get down to around 250 to 300 cases per day, pretty much where we are now. Mm-hmm. And as a result of letting it go, you could be up to 1,000 cases per day by the middle of December. And that's why they wanted it to go at level at 0.5 for a number of weeks, so that you'd get down much lower. It didn't happen. Well, so far we're at the level that they said the first time. It could result, if the R, the reproduction number, the level of social interactions and so on that people have go up significantly, we'd be back to where we were maybe a couple of weeks ago. There'll be more people sick over Christmas than you would expect on the basis of that trajectory. So the whole thing is, if you're going to allow this increase in people lifting restrictions, you're going to end up having to put some rules in place so that this risk doesn't actually materialise, that we don't get to an R of 1.4, which is where we were at the time.
George, as we heard from Mike Ryan, you know, it is about a series of trade-offs at this stage. What is the situation now with our hospital numbers, the numbers in hospital at the moment with COVID and the numbers in ICU?
Well, the numbers last night in hospital was 246, and the numbers in intensive care was 36. Now, in that 246, that's pretty much unchanged from the day before. But overall, in the last couple of days, it's gone down a little bit, but broadly over the last week or two, it's pretty much stuck, is how the chief executive of the HSE, Paul Reid, described it yesterday. The numbers are kind of a little bit stuck. They haven't been falling significantly at the moment, but the health service can cope. But when you look down through those numbers, you see that in the likes of Letterkenny, that they have 38 people in hospital with COVID-19 in Letterkenny, a relatively small hospital compared to some of the big Dublin hospitals who have significantly less. And that highlights the issue about various counties and going from one place to another, that there could be significant risks. And then also on top of that, we have the problem in terms of outbreaks in hospitals. We know from the HSE yesterday that there are 6 significant outbreaks in hospitals. They're in Letterkenny in Talla. They're in St. Columbkills Hospital, which is in Loughlinstown in Dublin. They're Limerick, Kilkenny and Naas. And between them, there's 535 staff out as a result of COVID. And as a result of that, you have some wards perhaps closed. You certainly have some pre-planned procedures which would have been cancelled and so on. So there are knock-on effects.
So from NPHET's point of view, is the trade-off, if you want to open up the hospitality sector, you've got to keep households limited to how many? To gatherings of one household or two households? How many households?
Well, again, we don't know what they've said, Mary. We're speculating. You know, the suggestion is, well, when would the households be allowed to interact and so on? The reality is that people are bursting in terms of looking to get a little bit of relief. We have been in Dublin, for instance, in level 3 since the 19th of September, in Donegal since the 26th of September, the country from the 7th of October, and then even more then on the following week, and in level 5 from the 26th of October. They're the things, and the question is, even with all of those restrictions, we still have too many cases, and the force of infection is so high that if the R goes up, then you're going to end up with a big problem. We have invested a lot here, so the question for the government is, I guess, how would you make sure that you can have a little bit of relief without risking everything, and that has to come down to those rules that you talked about.
But is there a question, George, for NPHET as well here, if they are saying that hospitality must stay at takeaway only, if you want to have households gathering in more than one grouping for Christmas, is there a requirement on NPHET to show the evidence that says that clusters in households are as dangerous for the spread of COVID as gatherings in pubs or gatherings in restaurants, to show us what they're basing their evidence on?
Well, they do. Well, there are a lot of international studies about that. We don't have enough studies here in Ireland which says specifically if you go into a pub or a restaurant like that, this is the result. But we know internationally what the results are. What NPHET does is they have the data which is published. The data shows where the outbreaks are. We know that the most vast majority of the outbreaks in recent weeks have been in households and private households. So that's where the spread is. The thing is, nobody knows how it gets into a household, but we know that it spreads very easily within a household. All those numbers are there. The government has those numbers. There's no question about anybody misunderstanding that. That's where most of the outbreaks and the occurrences of the disease and the spread of the disease actually happens. You bring it home. It's a question then of where you get it to bring home. And do you get it in the pub? Do you get it in the street? But you certainly get it from interacting with people. There's no question that NPHET has those numbers, which says it's households that have been the big issue.
All right, George, for now, thank you very much. Our science correspondent, George Lee.